good morning. I want to say thank you to all of you that have gathered here today. And in fact, I'm going to admit to you that I was running just a little bit late. I got up this morning and thought, well, I'm going to just throw on some clothes. We're going to go and we're going to pray. And then I realized exactly what was taking place today. This is the day that has been long awaited for heroes. Yeah. And so it's my honor and my privilege to stand before you today and pray and to celebrate those heroes that didn't receive a hero's welcome. And I can think of nothing else that's more fitting than the fact that it would happen on March 29th, 2013, which just happens to be Good Friday. Another hero. And so to me, it's like, wow, this is such an honor. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for this honor to stand before you and these individuals that served our country in what is a long-awaited hero's welcome. Because God, just like your son, these individuals dedicated their lives, God, for us and for our freedom. God, I ask that you would, this day, wrap your arms around them and their families. God, that you would give them, and Father, that we would give them the honor that is due them. God, I thank you so much for them, for their lives. God, I ask you that you would just be with the families of those that now are celebrating, God, correctly for these heroes. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
On behalf of the 58,200 members of military service who lost their life during the Vietnam War, and to all of those who came home, we're glad you made a home, and for all of you families, we thank you for your service for our freedom. God, thank you for this great country, and thank you for allowing me to be here today in honor of all of you who served and all of you who continue to serve this great country. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.